This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The state had 96 work-related fatalities last year, according to new government data. That's up from 78 deaths the year before. Transportation incidents were the leading cause of fatalities, even though they had dropped overall. The vast majority of work-related deaths were men. Officials say that for the first time since 2016, violence and other injuries by people or animals was the second leading cause of death in workers. A public park where people can practice finding and digging up avalanche beacons has opened for its third winter near Minturn. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
When an avalanche hits, you do not want to be trying to remember how to use your locator beacon. That's why David Boyd with the White River National Forest thinks this free park is so important, regardless of how much time you've spent recreating in the backcountry.
It's not just beginners that when you see people that are caught or killed in an avalanche, a lot of times it's experienced people too.
The park is located near the Eagle Holy Cross Ranger Station. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And if you're flying Southwest Airlines into or out of Denver this week, be sure to check your flight status. So far, the airline has canceled or delayed more than 75% of its flights through DIA today. That's according to the FlightWare tracker. Southwest canceled 420 flights through Denver yesterday, and it has canceled nearly 300 scheduled for tomorrow. The airline says it will only be able to fly about a third of its scheduled routes over the next several days. You are listening to CPR News. It's 3:06.